Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for the joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And look, I held Benjamin and Carrie Noni Juice over to the segment because I wanted to discuss something that is beyond pop culture now. It's beyond pop culture. It's actually a lot of things going on with the Breakfast Club. And Jess Hilarious is confronting the Breakfast Club about something that Corey Holcomb said about her being demoted due to Lauren being on the show. But we got two females that's on the radio in studio. So I would love to have this conversation and talk about, is there only room for one female?
No.
Female?
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. There's room for everyone. And that's what I was getting up on him about this morning when we talked about it on Jamming with Juice. Make sure you guys check it out 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every single day. I feel like it's room for everybody because everybody has their own individual talents and everybody brings something different and special to the table. And just because one person might be better at something than another, I'm sure Jess has other talents and capabilities that she's better at than some people. But there's room for everybody to shine in whatever way that they need to. That's just how I feel about it.
I absolutely feel the exact same way. And I think we need to dig deeper because, again, mm-hmm. the predictive programming of white supremacy. When you think about being in certain spaces and places, they made us believe that there can only be one of us. You have to be, it only can be one token Negro, you know. So when you see CEOs or, you know, supervisors, one black, they usually always replace one black person with another black person. Mm-hmm. Make it seem like there has to be a contest. And what we have to realize as black individuals that the goal is to help somebody else get there because it's a number game. And you're going to always be outnumbered. You're going to be always be outvoted. If you're the only black spot on the sheet, it's easy to bleach you. You understand what I'm saying? So well, I think we have to open up our minds and make sure that we are batting for each other instead of against each other.
And I think that when you talk about just on that high of a level, I think that, like I said, emotional reflection or emotional imbalance, I don't see the balance of emotions when it comes to Jess because I think that now it's for ratings at
it
this
is.
Point. I think that they took something that was probably organic,
mm-hmm.
and now we are hearing multiple Breakfast Club episodes addressing this, you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? So I guess recently Jess confronted Lauren.
Yesterday. They all went on the show and had to talk about it because the day before that, Jess went live on Instagram and like aired it all out. So the very next day they had to talk about it. So they talked about it yesterday on the show for sure.
Yeah. Are women catty with each other?
Yes.
Because I talked to a lot of people in the nursing field and the CNAs and things mm-hmm. like that. And you know, there's a lot of women working in those fields and they always talk about the cattiness between women. But we don't see it as men. I don't see the cattiness of women.
That's because y'all don't have the eyesight
to see
it.
That's what I'm saying. What is it? What is cattiness? What does that mean?
Insecurities. I had a group called Crowning of the Queens and I did it. The oldest member was like 65. And the youngest member was my daughter, and she was 15.
Mm.
And what I realized in the Crowning of the Queens circle, because we would get together once a week, and at the beginning I created a box that we put three pieces of paper. We wrote down on three pieces of paper something that we didn't like about ourselves. And so you put it inside this box, and every time we meet at the beginning, a person pull out a piece of the paper, what you said you didn't like about yourself, the next person saying why they love what you put in the box that you hate about yourself.
Okay.
So a lot of times when I had a big mirror and we had to stand, take turns standing, looking at this mirror while the women around us give us compliments. And one thing I learned, that every woman that stood in that mirror couldn't stand to look at herself and accept the positivity that was coming from these other black women.
Really?
You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of times what sticks out in our mind, like if I don't like my nose, when I walk in a room of women, I'm thinking everybody in here
looking at my nose. Feeling the same.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. Absolutely. And majority of the time, what I don't like about you is really what I don't like about myself, and I project it. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about healing.
That happens a lot too. I think everybody kind of projects their own feelings onto other people. But when it comes to Jess and Lauren, I don't think it was them being catty.
Right.
Like I didn't look at that situation as them being catty with each other.
She said she didn't.
But what about the microaggressions?
What are you talking about?
What about the microaggressions that we were watching on The Breakfast Club in between Just Hilarious and Lauren LaRosa? You know, that got us to this point. What about those things?
I think it was stuff that happened before that got them there to be frustrated.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of just confusion, but I didn't look at that as catty.
But those microaggressions that women in the workplace deal with, a lot of those microaggressions are the cattiness ideas behind that, right? Like, again, Liz, I think that is a good exercise for women to do. Or I think that's a good exercise for anybody to do.
Real talk.
Right? Like, or you could be like Benjamin and look at yourself in the mirror naked and then, you know, self-reflect.
Why are you always talking about you with no clothes on?
I just felt like it was relevant to the conversation. Anyway,
But I think it's what you don't see. You know, a lot of times I found it, I did 20 years in corporate. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I did learn, that I've always had issues with upper management talking about what I wore to work.
Mm.
You know, other women saying certain things about how they didn't feel comfortable about me wearing a pencil skirt or, you know,
I was
going to
do a whole rabbit hole on this.
And things like that. So, again, it's what you don't see. It's what you don't hear. So when you have two women that work in the same building, 9 times out of 10, a dog that'll carry a bone will bring one. Mm-hmm. Like somebody will tell me something that Justin said. I haven't had the time to have a conversation with Juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I say I don't like her, then I'm going to stay on my side. Then you always have somebody that's instigating
right on
the back end.
And
if both of y'all ain't woman enough to have the real conversation to address the elephant in the room, you're always going to have the subliminals going on. And mm-hmm. I'm going to think what I'm going to think. And we always think the worst first.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get me and Juice to fight.
Right.
Go, Jerry.
Right.
That's what's going to get the clicks.
That's what's
you understand
get the,
what I'm saying?
The ratings up.
And it's going to automatically make anybody else watching feel the same, because then there's going to be a winner, there's going to be a loser.
Mm-hmm. It's a battle.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that's what Charlamagne told Jess, was to like keep it going, you know, don't tell Lauren to hush, tell her to shut up. He was like, feed into you know, what the people are saying, because it makes the content good.
Yeah, he came up behind Wendy Williams.
Yeah, being
one
messy.
One of the messiest.
The biggest troll.
Right.
So he knows that I can take this situation and we
sells.
Can boost our ratings.
Hey, let's capitalize.
And that's the sad part, because what we not realizing is the individuals who pumping money into the negativity that we see is also having us create the reality for them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? When you think about the things that's going viral, like me and my daughter was talking, the Bad Girls Club, it's about beating the hell out of each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
All they
when
do
you
now,
talk about
fight.
Love and hip hop, it's about men cheating and beating and stealing and raping and killing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
it's
then
true.
We get mad at our children when this is all we putting our attention. Where your attention go, your energy flows.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So again, when we stop clicking on the trauma, on the detriment of our own people, then it stopped paying. But as long as it's paying, because that was a conversation that I had, and we're going to have to run that back about black men who getting all the looks because they put on a wig. Black men who play the black mama, but daddy wasn't there. So that's the only person he can emulate is his black mama because his daddy wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But why wasn't his daddy there? Mm-hmm. Because there's a system that took the daddy out the home on purpose so he can act feminine. Mm-hmm. This is why he get top dollar for putting a wig on. You demasculate them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole thing.
Let me ask y'all this, especially when it comes down to the case of Just Hilarious. And
so annoying.
What?
Bro.
No, I'm just asking a question. Laura LaRosa and Just Hilarious. A lot of times it seems that, you know, and I've seen this on from all races of women. Like, it seems like when there's a whole bunch of women in one workplace, women just don't work well together unless it happens to be some kind of leader of the clique. And then, again, that whole cattiness idea. Like, where does that come from? You said it's insecurities. Juice, what do you believe it is?
I haven't been in an environment where it's just a bunch of women, so I personally don't know what
you
that's
sure?
like
you
with
sure?
a bunch of women. What? Please tell me what environment I've been in where it's a bunch of women and we all working together.
You know, wow. You know what?
I have.
I haven't. I'm mostly around guys.
Because the thing is, like, you know, women, you know, tend to ovulate, right? And then there goes a period. And then whoever's the lead female or whatever, a lot of times y'all sync up with y'all period. So then everybody's upset.
We do. Well, you know, body-wise, we do link up. When you're around,
what are you talking about? I mean, where are you going?
Where he's trying to go is the fact that, you know, if we all have cramps or whatever, like we just in there scratching each other's eyes,
yeah.
And that's a negative.
I used to work at Menards back in the day. I worked at Menards. A whole bunch of white women and a few Hispanic women used to work there. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, all the women who were cashiers would always get into it. And I'm like, damn, what is this? Like, why are y'all always crying? This girl went home. This girl said something. This girl took some RP in. This girl took some extra money out the register. Like, what is all going on? What is
but
it?
But again, you have to make sure.
When women don't like another woman, it's like, y'all got to let that woman know.
It ain't even about, you know, women. It's just people in general. It's about the energy that you carry. That's just like me and Tori being in the community. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with so many negative situations, but we learn how to master our energy, and so we mm-hmm. bring positivity
right.
into certain to the worst situations, and we always get results.
Kind of like when I said with men, I feel like when a bunch of men are in a room, it's like, okay, who finna be top dog in the room?
Right.
You know, like y'all do,
who can pee
y'all
the
do that.
Okay, even
the Bravado.
Even if it was,
who's the alpha? Who's the alpha?
Oh, the sword. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I think in a group of men, though, even if there was a quote unquote alpha in the room, nobody's just finna start just trying to take that person out immediately with a war of words. Like if we have a goal in mind for that day, that's what's finna happen. Now, if
it's
we feel
era of men.
Well, hey, it's some sassy folks out here.
Absolutely.
Hey. It's definitely positive. Some sassy folks. You know, but it just seems to me that when it comes down to Just Hilarious and Lauren LaRosa, yeah, they'd be zesty, but Lauren LaRosa and Just Hilarious, I think they do need to mend their relationship, and I hope they do, because as I said earlier on Jet 1 Juice between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. every morning, you guys can listen to us 365 a day.
Good morning!
They are leading a new generation of
Absolutely.
Black women, so
Absolutely.
I hope that they can actually mend their relationship and just go about their
and
day. They're both talented in their own way.
I think that they will.
Although Lauren LaRosa is a little bit more talented.
I think, but you can't, in an area. She's a journalist.
Not all the
way around. She has the background, just like Lauren probably wouldn't be a good comedian.
That part.
You know what I mean? Like, they each have their own. Why are you? See, and you're the part of the problem.
This is the instigator.
Well, like, why are you now, not like them
we got some chat. We got some chat. Not really a city girl says.
Roger.
Not really a city girl is in the chat. She says, don't let it be a good-looking man in the workplace with a bunch of single ladies.
Ooh.
You want to talk about drama and petty
Ooh.
Microaggressions? Lord.
Ooh. So what's that about?
It happens.
Give us some insight into y'all world. You know,
I mean, we just like y'all. We have egos too. You know. Mm. And again, I ain't never been the one. If everybody want it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is, it's like, you know, we have pride. It's a race because we are competitive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know. And if there's a bunch of single women in one room and it's one fine dude, then, you know,
that is what it is.
Survival of the fittest.
May the best woman win.
Oh, wow.
That's when that polygamy kick in.
Oh, absolutely.
But usually, while everybody fighting, he got
Polyamorous.
His eye. He usually have his eye on who he want.
Okay. You know, I picked
his
team.
You know what I'm saying? He usually have his eye on who he want. And, you know, if he can't get who he want, then he'll play with everybody else. You
Interesting.
Know?
I have a question. question for you, Ben, because you over here asking all these questions. Why are you sitting over here asking, why are you pinning them against each other?
Well, I'm not pinning them against each other.
You are. Can you explain why you're doing that?
What I'm actually trying to figure out is, because I've always been intrigued in the woman's world, right? And figuring out why women do certain things that they do.
You'll never figure it out, Ben.
I probably never figure it all out. You know, I'm not a woman. Right. I'm not a woman. And even if I decided to... never mind. I'm not going down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's over history's month. But with that being said, I've always wondered why, you know, you women feel the way you do. Like, you know, Juice, I said this before. I want to do a rabbit hole, a deep dive on even women in the workplace. You know, okay. The stressors that you all go through, the plights that you all face. Because I heard before, whereas, you know, especially when we talk about black individuals, yeah. Black men, typically we only have one person who may be oppressing us inside the workforce. And it's typically, you know, the CEO of the company who's more than likely a white guy, right? However, black women have not only that white gentleman to go against, but also other your counterparts, like white women. And the white Hispanic. Women are getting catty and all these other things trying to hold you back. So you don't only have just one opponent. You have double. And then not to mention if you got some token Negro up in there who's also siding with them. So that was another rabbit hole I wanted to go down.
Oh, wow. That's fine, but can you answer the question that I had for you as to why you're putting them against each other?
I'm not putting them against each other.
You literally just said one's just more talented than the other. You literally just did.
Like
so can you explain to me why did you do that?
You know what?
Why are you trying to avoid it? And you said it yesterday too with Wave.
So.
Exactly, like I'm privy to you. And let me say this, since he's trying to act all innocent,
the reason why
we were even arguing with each other back and forth is he said the reason why
she gonna make it sound bad.
Reason, and I really want to get Liz's opinion on that.
That's
the
all good.
Reason why she lost her spot is because she decided to take her foot off the gas and have a baby. Do you think that her having a child is taking her foot off the gas? Because I personally don't think that that's taking her foot off the gas.
When you talking about business and we're talking about a man ran driven, I mean, when you think about women who are just getting up and go, she has to take that time, the pregnancy, the whole nine. We go mm-hmm. through a whole thing. The world don't look at it like women look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't doubt that that played a part.
Right.
You know, because again, that's a pivotal time. It could have took off or it couldn't, and she chose. It was her decision to have her baby.
Right.
And a lot of times the repercussions to that, we do get left behind.
Which is unfortunate.
So with that, do you think that it's her fault?
No, it's not her fault. It's the world's fault.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like a player.
Yes.
You're going to
choose.
When they get
and at the end of the day, I would rather choose to get fired to go to my daughter's game versus missing my daughter's game.
Yes.
I don't give a damn what the world say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to represent what I want to do and mm-hmm. how I want to do it. So if the world ain't ready, so be it.
Okay, that sums that up.
Guess,
no, you don't got no fire for Liz, huh?
Well, we agree.
you didn't talk two hours to me about
fault,
it.
Because she's saying it's not her fault.
I never said it was her fault.
She shouldn't have had a baby. She took her. She wasn't serious. She took her foot off the gas.
That's what you're saying.
What I was even trying to display for you earlier is just trying to paint the picture for you, bro. This is a patriarchal society who, at the end of the day, celebrates people,
and that's her fault.
That is not her fault. However, it is the business that she is in. So when you're in a business called radio, which each and every day when you wake up, you're programming people's ears. If you leave this joint for 3 months and allow somebody to sit in your seat, of course something's going to be different by
so
the time you come back.
So then at what point do you do it?
All right. That's like you rent your house out for an Airbnb. You rent your house out for an Airbnb and you come back. Dang, why this moved this way? Why that moved that way? Because, Negro, you left. That's why.
I'll say this.
Because people are choosing, like you said, being choosing one side. It sounds like you more for Jess a little bit.
I'm for both of them, but I do appreciate Lauren's journalism style.
You lucky I'm a good friend.
You can say whatever it is you want to say.
I'm a good friend.
I think I'm not Kanye West. I like the four of them. Now that I have seen the four of them together, I like the four of them together. Do I like Lauren doing the pop culture segment more than Jess? Yes, I do. But that's not to say, like, oh, she should just go now. Well, like, she's back. Let the four of them stay. She got her segment. Let her keep doing her comedy. And then that's that.
Not really. A city girl says, just got that job because of popularity. Popularity, not skill.
There it
Lauren
is.
Lauren has skill and came in blazing. The people are choosing Lauren.
Yeah, and I think it was the writing was on the wall. I think people started to see those types of ideas, right? They started to be like, you know what, man? Lauren is actually much better than Just Hilarious. And the reason why I'm making a comparison is because as a fan of The Breakfast Club, you know, I've been a fan of their show for over a decade now. I've seen the progression of The Breakfast Club when they had Angela Yee, when they was looking for another person to fill Angela Yee's shoes. They put Just Hilarious up in there, and I saw how Just Hilarious was, what her role was inside the show. And I had said it before. I was like, you know, Charlamagne Tha God has always been looked at as the comedic relief in that show. We didn't need another comedian. Even though she may be, you know, the female version of it, it wasn't needed. So with that being said, for her to leave for a brief moment and then us get a taste of somebody else who's sitting in your spot each and every day, who happens to be a bit more professional, who happens to be a little bit more knowledgeable in the things they were already dishing and trying to lean on you for, your spot is gone. But at the same time, I'm glad that it's not. I'm glad that she was able to come back and have some kind of position. And then ultimately, if Just Hilarious was really unbothered or again, the leader that she's supposed to be, she should have just kept it moving and had a conversation off air about how she was truly feeling and not inviting the rest of the internet and the rest of the world inside y'all's family house.
Last question. I agree with that one.
Last question. Are we seeing the last of Jess?
No.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. On The Breakfast Club. Because right when Angela Yee...
Depends on that contract.
Right when Angela Yee started making a fuss and she was talking about the group.
Yep.
She wasn't around much longer after that. So here we go again with a situation.
You have to know.
There's a lot of infighting.
Yeah.
But will she remain?
I think they like it for the ratings for right now.
Right. Yeah,
the
longevity.
But I wonder what the conversations will be when her contract is up.
And I think the what points out to me is that this should be highlight anybody that's in radio to make sure that your paperwork is stated to a point where even if I decided to go and have a baby or you being able to control what I do and what I say, you need to pay attention to your contract because I don't care if she was better than me, you gonna buy me out. Or I'm going to be here.
Mm-hmm. That's real. Buy you out your contract. But I know iHeart has those clauses in their contracts.
Absolutely.
That's what happened with Reggie Brown. They ended up basically paying him out for the rest of his contract.
And so then it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, Jess is still a winner because she put herself there. It was her hard work coming from the streets.
And her following.
Period.
Right.
And so they know they wanted that too.
You can't stop greatness. And what I tell Jesse is, look, prepare yourself for the next level. Usually when God come in and move something else, it's because it's time for you to upgrade to do something else. So you don't fight to stay where you don't want it. Go where you accept it. Go where you celebrate it.
Right. Not where you tolerate it. For sure. And honestly,
who knows if she even want to stay after all of this when the contract is up.
Well, did Corey Holcomb start all this?
Nah, not at all. He just brought it all out. This conversation been brewing, like Drake said. Anyway, but no, I would say about Just Hilarious is if she's going to stay or go, I would say this is something that people don't normally talk about when you're talking about working with a team, but I would go to say that it relies on the synergy between all of them. If the synergy is not there, then it's just not going to be there. She's not going to be there. Lauren's not going to be there. Somebody is going to be off sooner than later, and I doubt it'll be Charlamagne or DJ Envy. So
I don't know. I think everybody got their time because Charlamagne and Envy, they was pushing a lot of ideas that backfired on them too. Like when we think about what we look at as news nowadays, a lot of people seeing through the BS. Mm-hmm. They was reading scripts. They was pushing certain agendas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of grassroots individuals, all I say, if you about that life, is to put your energy in what it is that you want to do. Because again, when you get an opportunity, you're supposed to maximize that because you never know how long it's going to be because we don't own it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put your blueprint together while you're there. Keep your resume updated and always be ready to start something new. Change is coming.
Yeah, I agree with that. But that's why I said synergy, though. Like, because, again.
They say my show.
Synergy, synergy, synergy.
Hey, look, I thank y'all for sticking around.
I know a couple of shows
that work. It's a great conversation. Look, thank you, Ben Jammy.
I'm saying.
Juice.
Y'all want my
show. Hey, I'll give it to y'all.
Look, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my Q. Down to earth. Rest in peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know. This goes out to my Q. Rest in peace, baby. You still here with me? What they don't know is the boys, the drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the babies, the mama, the projects.
101. Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown in studio today. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
We got, you know, I know, you know, tell the people, tell them, since we talking about all this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the people, you know, because they think that, you know, they we keep telling them you got a loved one that's sick and you've been helping out.
Stage four.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, let them know that, you know, you know, whatever. You know.
Hey, y'all, I'm about that life. I'm going to have to toot my horn a little bit. And God's horn with the natural herbs and spices. My loved one was diagnosed with cancer December 22nd, stomach cancer. Cancer on his stomach, and it had moved to his liver. And we've been battling that. Since December 22nd, he had a PET scan done. The tumor in his stomach has shrunk. The cells absolutely. The cells inside of it are dead. And again, the lesion that was on his liver is also not active anymore. It's dead cells. Blood clots have disappeared. So, again, all praises to the Most High. You know what I'm saying?
That's great news. See, absolutely. That's why when I tell people, we as workers, we have multiple things we have to do.
Absolutely.
And many times we have to answer the call for our personal family.
Absolutely.
Members, the people that we love. And I salute you because, like I said, this is why, you know, I tell you I appreciate you all the time because you were in the mode where you felt that you can handle this situation.
Absolutely.
And you are already a person that tried to bring in concoctions, herbs, things like that. So when you got the news, you jumped right into action.
Jumped right into action. From the time he was diagnosed, I brought in a concoction, moringa powder with green tea, clove water. You know, we doing apricot seeds, we doing blackberries, we're doing black seed oil, we're doing sour sap, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing many things to kill parasites.
Right.
And it's killing the parasite that is cancer. So, again, I'll just say for anybody who has been diagnosed with anything, make sure that you don't take just the doctor's word for it. Make sure that you do your own research. Make sure that you understand that it's natural things that you can do that don't come with a million side effects. And make sure that your loved one, that you're breathing life into them and making sure that the energy around them is positive and that they're not stressing out, because that's another thing too. And you have to make sure that they have positive affirmations, because with my loved one, we wrote down positive affirmations that he would say every day. Mm-hmm. We also listen to the water meditations. Right. That's healing. I also do the tuning forks on his body to move certain things, to break up certain things. We use castor oil, and we know that castor oil is very powerful.
Right.
When it's rubbed on, it kills all type of bone spurs and breaks up tumors and things like that. So just know that there's a million and one ways to skin a cat. There's a million and one ways to help yourself. Right. And your loved ones, and you just have to believe in what it is that you're doing, and like I said, put love in it, because
right. Hey, and that's the power.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you this, you know, I'll tell people, like, when we as advocates, many times when we talk about family,
yes,
helping the community, mm-hmm, and even with me, like, you know, sometimes I go out into the community,
right,
and there's not really any thing that I have to really just put aside due to
dealing with loved ones, thank
right.
God.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, you know, there will come a time where I have to do that.
And, absolutely.
And I hope that the community understands that. And I'll tell you this, I commend you for that. Because that right there is what everybody needs. Mm-hmm. It's somebody in the family that know what to do, that absolutely. Knows how to handle bad news and tragedy and things like that. So that's an amazing feat to have the doctor say things are getting better and you're caring for them every day and being consistent with what you're doing, because it's definitely working.
Absolutely. It's definitely working. And again, salute to my loved one who had the will to fight. You know, a lot of times when you're given these traumatic things, you know, and when we say the C word, everybody automatically, you know, because we done lost so many people
right.
To cancer that we think, you know, the battle is over. But no, the battle is just beginning. And again, salute to anybody that's going through this process. And for my loved one who is, you know, a soldier for his own life, mm-hmm. then that's what we have to be.
Right.
We have to make sure that we're there, and you have to surround yourself with people who care enough to look deeper, who care enough to go deeper. And I would say, you know, a lot of times the people that I've seen didn't have loved ones that was there to advocate for them
right.
when they was given that. And a lot of times they battle. And when you give up personally, it's a lost cause.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's make sure that you are checking on your loved ones. Make sure that you are being checked on. And make sure that the people in your circle is checking for you.
And
you know?
Alex Poole is in the chat. She says, today marks 1 year since my mom passed from stage 4 breast cancer. Props to you, Liz, and your loved one.
Salute. Salute. And my condolences. Because it's a hell of a battle. You know, it's not nothing easy at all, but again, consistency, and we have to make sure that we understand what we're looking at. A lot of times we just trust, you know, those with the education who went to school, and we second guess ourselves. You know, it's just real time for us to start researching certain things on our own,
mm-hmm.
because what God has given the doctors the ability to do, there's also other things that you can do to work with
it.
What the doctors is doing to assure that your life is prolonged
right.
as long as it possibly can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when I say when people, I do a lot of having to go into these places because of a lot of people feel that they're being neglected.
Absolutely.
A lot of family members kind of, when people get sick, they kind of ghost.
Yeah.
Their family member, they're mm-hmm. not there being consistent.
Right.
They may pop in to for selfish reasons. Maybe they want to see
them. Absolutely. See you down.
And just talk or
absolutely.
Just, you know, for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But many times a lot of family members, when they get sick and down, they don't have that person to say, hey, look, this is what we're about to do.
Absolutely.
This is the plan. They have to totally rely on what's being told to them.
Absolutely.
And I think that now is a time where we have to just double back and say, hey, look, we got to recommit ourselves
absolutely.
To really serving us.
Yes. And as a community, it's powerful to do that. You know, looking at, I lost my father and I wish I would have known what I know now then, but I understand that we all have a time stamp
right.
that we have to leave here. But the powerful thing about moving forward is I know better. And so now that I know better, I'm going to do better and for the people around me. And
mm-hmm.
I would just say, you know, you always need somebody that's going to advocate for you. When you've been hit with that C word, you know, your mind is everywhere. You know,
right.
you have to have somebody that's there with you, that's going to read the paperwork, that's going to ask the questions, because your only goal is to get better. You know, so you have to have people there that's going to read, research, you know. And I went deep diving, and I said, when my loved one said that they was going to fight, I said, let's get it, because I would rather go out fighting than just give up, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, salute, because
salute.
Like
absolutely.
I said, that, and that's why I tell people, like, y'all assume things are going on that's not happening.
Not
sometimes when we're on the front lines, we're doing what we have to do
real
for those that are in need the most.
Real talk.
And even if that is taken away from what we desire to do.
Facts.
And that's the sacrifice.
Every day is a sacrifice.
Right.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It is powerful. So, salute. To anybody that's out there battling, and just know the battle ain't won without, you know what I'm saying, you being ready to fight. And that's what we say all the time about being prepared.
Well, I appreciate you for popping up.
Absolutely.
On the show today.
You already know.
Hey, but look, when we come back, I want to get into this situation. Milwaukee family is saying that their loved one who lost their life at the bar over the past weekend, somebody made a fake GoFundMe.
Wow.
Somebody made a fake GoFundMe. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we want you to be there with us. Go to Truth Community Cleanup to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site, listen to what I'm saying, Truth Nation, everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. Let's help keep Milwaukee clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management, and U.S. Cellular. Salute to everybody that's coming outside April 12th.
Salute.
Get registered. Register the fam.
Yes, yes.
Hey, look, Elizabeth Brown, it's going to be powerful.
Absolutely.
We outside April 12th.
We outside. Yes, sir.
Once
rain,
again,
sleet, or snow, we going to be outside.
We
going
to go. That's the way it is on the front line.
Absolutely.
But we got Deja on the lines. Deja, you're on the new 1017 The Truth Tap In. How you doing, Deja? Okay, I guess when you call back, we can't hear you, Deja. If you're talking, we can't hear you. Give us a call back. Give us a call right back. I'll tell you this, Elizabeth Brown. Many times when I deal with the community, families need GoFundMes to help with the situation.
Absolutely.
And it's just a real reality.
Yes.
And I've seen it work well.
Beautifully, yes.
I've definitely seen it work well.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and again, you get this person that wants to take advantage of the community and how they feeling about a situation.
Absolutely.
And they try to create a side GoFundMe, a fake GoFundMe. Well, the woman who was shot and killed, Bernicia Butcher, 33 years old, outside of Bar 107, early Sunday morning at her family is coming out and saying that somebody made a fake GoFundMe and the family wants to bring awareness to the community.
And they should. The wicked should be ashamed.
We got some video. We got a WISN article, news article. We got some video on this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
I probably won't meet nobody else like her.
Video from early Sunday morning shows the violent crime scene outside Bar 107. A crashed car, airbags deployed. Bernicia Butcher, who went by Bree, shot and killed inside.
I was expecting her to make it home to the kids.
While Terry Anderson mourns the loss of his fiance, a mother to four, someone brought this fundraising website to his attention. It's on a site called Funderwave and claims to be raising money for Bree's kids. It even has a photo of her children.
I recognized that they had the kids on there, and, you know, they were just saying a lot of frivolous stuff that wasn't true.
The site claimed to have raised nearly $13,000 Wednesday and says Ellie Butcher organized it. Anderson has never heard of that person.
Kind of really made me mad, caused a lot of turmoil. I'm hoping nobody contribute to that page.
12 News looked closer at the website. Its homepage features different fundraisers and testimonials, including one from John Doe. When you click About Us, the site directs you to this page, including advertising for dating apps. It lists the address as 66 Road Brooklyn Street in New York, and the map of its location shows a pin in the United Kingdom. 12 News tried calling the company's phone number.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up and redial the number.
Then we emailed the page asking for additional information about the fundraiser. Minutes later, the page disappeared.
Disturbed, just to know how greed gets in the way and how heartless people can be to make a dollar.
Wow. Solid work, Kendall, walking our viewers through sites like these. A lot of people want to give after tragedy, so how do they protect themselves?
Well, Derek, the Better Business Bureau says to be cautious, avoid clicking on links to unfamiliar charity sites, and prioritize linking to established organizations rather than new or unfamiliar ones. Be extra careful when visiting crowdfunding sites. Make sure to vet the site's transaction fees and procedures. Now, the family does have a real fundraiser up. We have a link to that GoFundMe in the 12 News mobile app.
All right. Now, I'll tell you this. For the fake GoFundMe, it is a way to get it taken down. Everybody have to complain on the fundraiser.
Okay.
Because I've done it multiple times. And this is why I tell people, I've never set up a GoFundMe in my name.
Right.
I always have the family member,
absolutely,
the one that's organizing, set the GoFundMe up, and then we promote it.
That part.
So I don't even practice. Like, nope. I've raised so much money for families.
You have.
But what I'm saying is, I've never said, okay, put the GoFundMe in my name.
Exactly.
Because I felt like the family, the ones that are dealing with the ideal of trying to raise the money, those are the ones that's going to manage it in the best interest of the person that's the victim. Okay.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people, when they try to do the GoFundMe, I've seen, and they name,
mm-hmm,
I don't like that.
Not at all.
I don't like it because it's opens
tricky.
Up too many doors.
Absolutely.
It opens up too many doors for error.
Yep.
And the ultimate goal is to make sure that it goes where it's supposed to
go.
And this is why people are, you know, it was a lot of backlash because people used to try to set up fake GoFundMes when it was coming to little kids being harmed in the community.
Yes.
Real highly media, highly situations that were highly put in the media.
Yes. People just throwing
GoFundMes out here.
And now you got to do your research
while
the family is mourning. They can't even mourn in peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, as a community, we have to make sure that, again, like this family, salute to this family and my condolences, that we sniff all of the wicked individuals out that's preying on people's suffering.
Right.
They're losing them, their loved ones. Like, you have to be a real low-down individual. To this woman had four babies she's leaving behind. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is the love? But, yeah, it definitely need to be shut down immediately.
So if y'all see any fake GoFundMes, make sure y'all report GoFundMe so they don't be able to take the money out. And all it takes is for four or five people to do it.
That's it.
I have been in some cases where I just did it and shut it down.
Absolutely.
And 'cause I guess they was familiar with, you know, that frequency, because I'm telling you, this happens more often than you think.
Yes.
And this is a community, and most communities, there's always somebody that's trying to find a way to take.
Especially in our community, because we are big givers.
Right.
You know, even though we don't have a lot, we're touched and we want to give a lot of time. So again, for this, the real one, it's linked to the Channel 12. So you know that's the
or go to the family site.
That too. If
go
on
to
their
the
Facebook
family
page,
and the loved ones that are organizing around their family member.
Yeah.
And then do it that way as well. Channel 12 or the family members. Because I'll tell you this, I had to actually when I first, nine years ago,
mm-hmm,
when I first started seeing people, I was wondering, why would they do that?
Yeah.
Why would they be heartless like that? But there's some people that
they
don't care.
Hear that, and again, it's AI then got in it over a computer that you ain't even got to see a person. So I done also seen, you know, I had one of my friend's mother pass, and my condolences to the Williams family. but there was somebody right under him posting about something. Somebody put something fake under there and I reported that, you know what I'm saying? A mm-hmm. link to something right. like, you know what I'm saying? So you just have to make sure that you do your due diligence right. when you seeing, if you see it pointed out.
Well, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Truth Nation, Gruber Law Offices, The Analysis Live is back. Hey, this Saturday, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel, join the Nasus Antetokounmpo for a live show that's going to entertain fans like no other with special guests Brandon Jennings and so many more. Special guests going to be coming through. Hey, look. Get your tickets now for The Analysis Live on March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter for event ticket info. Hey, look, I wanted to go to the Analysis Live.
Yeah, yeah.
But it may be some community stuff going on that
Absolutely.
Same day.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that I can, you know, make both of them.
You need two Tory Lowe's.
Hey. A lot going on that day, but
you only look, one man.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this: if you want to get your tickets for The Analysis Live on March 29th, go to Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter or event and ticket info. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation, and we got Tyrone on the line.
Hey.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.